And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 20. When we left off last time, the Lord Jesus had been teaching his 12 disciples and was looking to go into their cities and such as that. Two disciples from John come answering, asking the Lord about, is he the one or should we look for another? And I wonder about that. I don't think, I'm beginning to wonder that it's not John's doubt, but he's doing so for the sake of his disciples. John being in prison, he not being able to minister unto those that had followed him. But that they should certainly follow Christ. And Lord, the Lord gave evidence of it. He speaks unto us and to the people there at that day about John, and he is the greatest prophet that there is, and the violence that is against the way of the Lord and the kingdom of the Lord, the opposition that is at hand. He is the one. John was sent in advance of the Lord Jesus Christ, in advance of Messiah, the forerunner of such. And he said, this is Elijah. This is the one that was prophesied for to come. We wonder from the other parts in the scriptures if even John realized what the calling of the Lord was upon him. He was just focused upon being obedient unto the Lord. The Lord speaks about the wisdom of the day, and this is certainly something that you and I face today. Nobody is content. The way of the system of the world and the way of the world, the way of mankind, no one is content with only their own way. They're only content with their own way. And the thing that's revealed in that, what the Lord says here, John came neither eating or drinking, and you said that he's crazy, he's got a devil. And then the Lord Jesus came eating and drinking with publicans and sinners and being a friend of sinners and not condoning them in their sins, but being a savior unto them and showing them the way, the truth, and the life. And then they said he's a man gluttonous and a wine bibber and a friend of publicans and sinners. He said, wisdom is indeed justified of her children. The wisdom that is followed is justified by those who follow it. It makes sense to them. The thing is, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, and the end thereof is a way are the ways of death. We pick it up in verse number 20. Then began he, Jesus, to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And so now the Lord, before this multitude, before this people, he begins to upbraid, to rebuke the cities at hand. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Tyre and Sidon in its day, in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, was not as notable of cities as it was in centuries before. Tyre, Sidon, synonymous cities mentioned together, Tyre seeming to be the greatest of the two and the leader of each, were great and powerful cities sitting on the east of the Mediterranean, and great in trade, and all the trade of the world would pass through Tyre. pass through Sidon, great shipping into the Mediterranean Sea, and goods from the east and goods from the west would trespass through that and pass through that great city, a wealthy city, a city that was able to buy mercenary, buy their own protection, buy their own armies, outfit the protection that they needed for the great source of wealth, for the great wealth that they possessed. And Tyre and Sidon was known to be self-sufficient. Even in the scriptures, to the king of Tyre is noted there in his pomp and his greatness and his grandeur and his beauty. And we see even a representation, a reference to that of Satan. The Lord uses that pomp of that ruler and the rulers of that city, Tyre, as a representation and a telling to us about Satan himself and his pursuits on this earth and in his fallen state. The Lord Jesus says is that the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of repentance had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. And this is something that we need to understand and know about our Lord Jesus. God being omniscient, God being all-knowing of all things, all that there is to know, the Lord knows it. From time and eternity, He knows it. He just knows it. He knows it better than you and I know our name. He just knows everything, everything about everyone and about everything. And He knows that if the preaching that had been done here in Bethsaida and Chorazin had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. They were never given that opportunity to repent. The Word of God didn't come to them in the strength and the power that it did to Chorazin and Bethsaida. But the Lord knows, He knows that had it been done, they would have repented a long time ago in sackcloth and ashes, like Nineveh did at the preaching of Jonah. Had this preaching that was done in the day in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ been done in the days of Tyre and Sidon, long ago they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes, like we saw you see that of Nineveh and the preaching of Brother Jonah. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. There's a day of judgment coming, and the Lord knows about that too. He knows about the things that didn't come to pass. The gospel wasn't preached at Tyre and Sidon. The Word of God was not preached at Tyre and Sidon. But had it been done, oh, they would have repented quickly. They would have repented in sackcloth and ashes long ago. And at that judgment to come, the Lord Jesus declares here, in the judgment, the cities of Tyre and Sidon, it will be more tolerable, more bearable for them in the day of judgment than for you, Chorazin and Bethsaida. The Lord knows that too. How could He know? Oh, He's God. He's God come in the flesh. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. The Lord knows those things that did not take place. He is all-knowing of everything from time and eternity, from in the future and the past, and everywhere in between and beyond time. The Lord knows all things. And He says the preaching, the works that were done, the miracles that were done at Capernaum, had they been done in Sodom in the days of Lot and Brother Abraham, they would have repented. They would have repented, and Sodom would have been there today, because they would have repented of their evil works and their evil deeds and turned from them, and the Lord would have forgiven them. And Capernaum has seen way more than Sodom ever did. And she is lifted up. The city of Capernaum is lifted up in pride. These are the cities of our brethren, the disciples, the apostles. And the Lord is declaring a warning. Listen to the warning of the Lord. Listen to the warning of the Lord Jesus Christ, of John the Baptist, rather, sent before the Lord Jesus Christ. Flee the wrath to come. There's a judgment coming. And sinners commanded by God to repent of their sin and their wickedness before God, their iniquities before God, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. and his death, burial, and resurrection for you. But I say unto you, verse 24, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment. Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plain that were destroyed, it will be more tolerable in the day of judgment for them than it will be for Capernaum. Capernaum will be held to a greater stand in judgment. They saw the Lord Jesus. They heard the words come from the Lord Jesus' mouth. They saw the healing come from the Lord Jesus' words and hands. They saw a witness and testimony of the power of God in bringing His salvation. All of His salvation being prophesied and told about that it was coming in the Old Testament scriptures. And then it came a day. It came a day that the Lord Jesus was conceived. It came a day that He was born. It came a day that He grew up. It came a day that He was 30 years old and He went to John to be baptized and driven of the Spirit into the wilderness. It came a day that John the Baptist was put in jail. And it came a day that the Lord Jesus began His ministry, preaching the Word of God, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, declaring salvation unto sinners, calling the sinners to repentance and salvation through Him and Him alone. It came a day that the Lord Jesus gave Himself on the cross of Calvary. It came a day that being dead and buried for 3 days and three nights, He took His life back again and rose from the dead. It came a day that He ascended back up into heaven. And it's coming a day that He will descend from heaven to rule and reign this earth in which we live right now for 1,000 years, to again and finally show His power, show who He is, to redeem His nation, Israel, and to judge the nations and the men of the world and the earth. He said in the day of judgment, it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by fire and brimstone out of heaven for their iniquity and sin. In the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for them than Capernaum. It will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than it will be for Chorazin and Bethsaida. And I believe that condemnation comes on down to us today because we have the full, very clear picture and view of the Word of God and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in this Bible, in the Scripture, in the Word of God that we have, complete canon of Scripture before us. It will be more tolerable for those in the past that had little compared to what we have in our day, in our society, in our country. It'll be more tolerable because the manifestation of the Word of God, the manifestation of the salvation of God, the manifestation of Christ is at hand. Oh, sinner, if you're here under the hearing of My voice, repent of your sins. Repent of your iniquities, your transgressions before God, not unto a man, not unto a family member, but repent of your sins before God. Brother Jim, where is He? He's right there. You can go to Him now. Repent of your sins before God. Declare unto Him that you are guilty and believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God that came into the world to save sinners like you. Believe and trust and rest in Him, in His substitutionary death for you, His shed blood to pay and wash away your sins, and His resurrection that He might give you eternal life. We point you to Him. Sinner, you need Him. You need Him. To reject Him, to turn your back upon Him, to turn your back upon the gospel, to turn your back upon the declaration of God that sinners need a Savior and God has sent His Son into the world to be the Savior, the only Savior in the world, to reject that, it'll be more tolerable for others in the day of judgment than for you. I pray that you'll receive Him. Repent and believe and trust in Him. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org.
Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.